Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We're sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, noted Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new supply chain report that says the iPhone 13 Pro Max, coming this fall, will have a slightly better main camera lens than the rest of the lineup. The report says that the wide-angle camera on the iPhone 13 Pro Max will have a marginally wider aperture than the iPhone 13 Mini, 13, and 13 Pro. The wide-angle lens being made for the 13 Pro Max is said to have an aperture of f1.5, which is slightly wider than the f1.6 on the current iPhone 12 lineup. The other iPhone 13 models will retain the same f1.6 aperture. A wider aperture allows in more light, so it improves low light performance and allows for a shallower depth of field. But the difference between an f1.5 and f1.6 aperture is less than a quarter of a stop, so the real-world difference here will be incredibly small. But with that having been said, everything helps, and it continues the trend in iPhones and other smartphone cameras toward wider apertures. But while that wide-angle aperture may be largely unchanged, Kuo has previously said that we can expect three improvements to the ultra-wide-angle lens on the 13 Pro and 13 Pro Max. These changes include a wider aperture, an increased number of elements in the lens, which will help reduce distortion, and autofocus support for the first time. So as usual, it's clear that Apple is positioning camera improvements to be one of the major upgrades with this year's iPhone 13 lineup. In addition to these hardware improvements, the company also has software improvements in store most years, so we'll have to wait and find out just what those will be this year. In other news today, you can now enter Walt Disney World with just a contactless wave of your iPhone or Apple Watch. Disney has announced the launch of its new Magic Mobile service, an alternative way to get around the Disney Resort electronically, similar to the Magic Band. Apple users can simply add a Magic Mobile Pass to their Apple Wallet and use that to enter the park. To add a Magic Mobile Pass to Apple Wallet, users simply have to download the My Disney Experience application from the App Store. Then you just register your purchased park tickets with your account and make a Magic Mobile Pass with any Disney design that you want. Magic Mobile Passes work just like Apple Pay cards, and they support the Express Mode feature, so you do not have to authenticate or unlock your iPhone or Apple Watch, just tap the device on the NFC reader and go. Families are also able to add multiple passes to a single device, one for each person, which could be helpful if you're traveling with a kid who doesn't have their own iPhone or Apple Watch. In the coming months, Disney says that Magic Mobile Passes will also add support to be used inside Disney Resort hotels. The Magic Mobile Passes are available first for iPhone and iPad, and will be available on other devices soon. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. We're teaming up with our friends at A-Logic to give away Apple's latest 12.9-inch iPad Pro to one lucky 95 Mac reader. You can also get a special 30% off of the company's new Rapid USB-C wall chargers on Amazon for a limited time. Utilizing the latest gallium nitride technology, A-Logic offers its new compact and portable line of Rapid USB-C wall chargers, including the incredibly small 100-watt model. The A-Logic Rapid chargers are around 50% smaller than traditional chargers, including Apple, and with up to 100 watts of power, they can deliver the maximum power possible using the USB power delivery standard to your MacBook or iPad at full speed. A-Logic is offering 30% off its new Rapid USB-C wall chargers on Amazon for a limited time. There are four models to choose from, and they also come with an included 2-meter braided USB-C charging cable. Just hit the link in the show notes to get 30% off on Amazon and to enter the iPad Pro giveaway. Rounding out today, Apple has officially announced WWDC 2021. The tagline for this year's event is Glow and Behold, and it will take place completely virtually starting June 7th and running through June 11th. At WWDC 2021, Apple is likely to unveil the future of its software platforms, including iOS 15, macOS 12, and watchOS 8. This marks the second year in a row that Apple has held a virtual Worldwide Developers Conference because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And just like last year, this year's WWDC will be free to all developers. Last year, the all-virtual WWDC was widely praised for helping make the conference more inclusive to everyone. Tim Cook said that WWDC 2020 drew 22 million viewers across all of Apple's videos. The company was able to put together 72 hours of video content for developers and hold 4,500 person-to-person labs. Apple says that WWDC 2021 will offer unique insight into the future of iOS, iPadOS, macOS, watchOS, and tvOS. The event will include keynote and State of the Union events, online sessions, one-on-one labs for developers, and new ways for developers to interact with Apple engineers and designers. And even though WWDC will take place virtually this year, Apple is committing $1 million to SJ Aspires, an education and equity initiative launched by the city of San Jose. This comes as part of Apple's efforts to support the economy of San Jose for the years that it is not holding an in-person WWDC. WWDC is usually a software-focused event, but it's also possible that this year's event includes new hardware announcements targeted at developers. Apple, of course, is in the process of moving away from Intel in the Mac, and it could announce new Apple Silicon iMacs or other products at WWDC. Apple is also rumored to be developing a mixed reality headset that could come as soon as 2022, so it's possible that Apple teases this product at WWDC because it needs to give developers a heads up so they can create apps and games for the platform. Apple says that it will share additional details about WWDC 2021 in advance to the event through the Apple Developer application, on the Apple Developer website, and through email. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.